Welcome to Crux Stationalis, the Roman Station Church Network, podcast edition. Here we are, Crux Stationalis. My name is Jacob Stein, and this is Crux Stationalis. Some of you will be seasoned followers of my social media content, my blogs, my articles, and others are new. Welcome to this new endeavor of podcast in collaboration with The Last Lions. This is just going to be a very quick introduction video so you can know what we're going to be talking about on this Crux Stationalis podcast. As I said, it's in collaboration with The Last Lions. The Last Lions is dedicated to telling the stories of heroic individuals past and present. So I'm very happy to contribute via Crux Stationalis. Since the start of my launch on social media, half the time I've been explaining this strange Latin title. So here we go again. Crux Stationalis means stational cross or station cross. It has nothing to do with the stations of the cross, the usual confusion, but rather it treats of a much more ancient tradition. Whereas the stations of the cross are a medieval tradition, which are very helpful and very widespread for contemplating the way of the cross and the sufferings of our Lord in his trial, his way to Calvary and upon the cross on Calvary and then being laid into the tomb. The station cross, the Crux Stationalis, comes from a much older tradition, from the early centuries of Christianity, after the legalization of Christianity with the Edict of Milan in 313 AD. As the Christian religion was then freely practiced in the Roman Empire, a special devotion rose up specifically in the eternal city of Rome, right at the heart, the center of the church in Rome. It's a devotion that has been taught to me by the Romans, and it's what I try to share with you across the board through my apostolate of Crux Stationalis. There. I think I've said it five times more than that. So now I challenge you to say Crux Stationalis three times. Crux Stationalis, Crux Stationalis, Crux Stationalis. As we go along in the podcast, I'm sure, actually, some of my followers on Instagram have been following me from the beginning, and even they are not able to say this Crux Stationalis. So don't worry if you can't, but hopefully it will come more naturally as you keep hearing me say it. But Tertullian, you might have heard this name. Tertullian is an early Christian writer from the 2nd and 3rd centuries. He's known for saying, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." This couldn't be more true for anyone who digs a bit deeper into the devotion and story of Rome. Rome, her most ancient churches are built upon the tombs of martyrs. A lot of the churches that I take you to on Crux Stationalis have been standing for 15, 16, 17 centuries. Some have been rebuilt, some have been baroqueified, but this devotion to the martyrs continued to grow in the freedom of religion through the 4th and the 5th centuries. And in short time, a pilgrimage developed, which is at the heart of the local church of Rome. Her devotion, her liturgical practice, everything. This pilgrimage is comprised of what are called the Roman station churches, the Chiese Stazionali. You might know that Lent is a penitential season, which isn't just for each of us Christians individually, but it's also a period of preparation and formation for those who desire to be baptized in the rites of the Holy Triduum, specifically at the Easter Vigil. You know, we always say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes the whole church to bring someone to the saving font of baptism. From this the tradition arose where the Pope, the clergy, the religious, faithful, catechumens alike, would pilgrimage from one tomb of a martyr to that of another. And we do this today in the local Church of Rome. And I take you with me via social media. And we do this behind the cross, behind this station cross, this Crux Stationalis. Crux Stationalis refers physically to various crosses that were kept, along with many relics, at the Church of Saint Anastasia, which sits at the foot of the Palatine Hill, which were the imperial quarters of ancient Rome. So this church had this special prominence as it sits nearby where, legend tells us, Romulus and Remus were found and raised by the she-wolf, leading to the foundation of Rome. We're going to be discovering more and more the way Rome doesn't just throw away its pagan identity. She certainly rejects what is bad, but with all things good, she doesn't lose her story when she converts to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so these crosses, they've been lost to antiquity, unfortunately, but they used to be carried in procession in this pilgrimage from one church to another, from one tomb of a martyr to another witness of our faith, another martyr. As I mentioned, The Last Lions is dedicated to telling the stories of heroic individuals, past and present. I hope you can divine then the subject of our podcast. I will be diving with you deep into the lives and testimonies of these early Christian martyrs, who are really the foundations of Christian Rome. We look around now, if you've ever been to Rome, if you've seen my videos, you know, we see all of these Baroque buildings, but granted, obviously, now we have churches where we have St. Philip Neri, we have, more modern saints where their tombs are. But these more ancient churches that I take you to, they're built literally upon the tombs of martyrs. As much as their facade might be Baroque, or Bernini might have had to come in and redesign the whole church like he did at the Cathedral of Rome, St. John Lateran. But their blood brought forth the church, in filling up in their bodies what was lacking in the passion of Christ, as St. Paul says, and giving fruition as men and women who completely devoted their lives to Christ and his salvific will, giving the greatest price of their very blood and love for him in their martyrdom. So welcome to this adventure. Usually adventures with Jacob Stein of Crux Stationalis can be filled with quite entertaining stories. So I'll be sharing those with you for sure. But if you would like even more introduction, there is the first episode, which is accompanying this intro, where I give you all about who I am and the scope of our discovery. And as always, I'm going to be very appreciative if you contact me via the contact form on The Last Lions. You'll be able to send a little message, you can send questions, just whatever might come up, and we'll be able to dive into those questions as well. But you can also find more of my work at www.romanstationchurch.com. And as always, you can find me across social media, primarily Instagram and YouTube, at Crux Stationalis. So go on ahead and listen to the first episode of this podcast, Who is Crux Stationalis? And I want to thank you again for listening, and may God bless you. Have a good day.